Did you know that we have a book, the MCAT book, coming out soon? It's called The Pre-Med Playbook Guide to the MCAT. Go to MCATbook.com to be notified when it comes out. This is the MCAT podcast, session number 78. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep. The MCAT podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles you'll face as a pre-med, and we're here to give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a med student. Welcome to the MCAT podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray. I wanted to say the old pre-meds podcast, which is another podcast I host. If you haven't checked out all the podcasts, go to mededmedia.com. That's mededmedia.com. I am super excited to, I think, first announce that we have a book coming out, The Pre-Med Playbook Guide to the MCAT. So if you've followed along on my journey at all, you know that I have The Pre-Med Playbook Guide to the Medical School Interview, which came out in 2017. I have The Pre-Med Playbook Guide to the Medical School Personal Statement coming out here later in 2018. And I also have now The Pre-Med Playbook Guide to the MCAT that I am publishing with Next Step Test Prep. Go to MCATbook.com to be notified when that book comes out. Today, we're going to talk about the new user interface that is being rolled out through the testing centers for the MCAT. All right, Brian, one question that has come up recently, because there was a big change by the AAMC, or a little change depending on how you look at it, is the user interface for the MCAT has changed. And a lot of students seem to be freaking out about it. They don't like it. It's changed. Nobody likes change. Talk about what these changes look like and what students maybe should be thinking about as they start to prepare.
Sure. So, Ryan, I mean, there's good news and bad news, right? Good news is that even though change can be scary, there's not going to be any surprises. So all of the official AMC practice tests, question bank, section pack, everything have all been updated to this new interface look and feel. So, you know, if students are listening to this podcast anytime in January 2018, when the change has just happened, you'll definitely be able to get plenty of practice in. And here at Next Step, after the January MCAT, we are going to roll out a big update to all of our practice tests so that, you know, as of February 1st, 2018, all of our tests will have exactly the same look and feel as the AMC. So you'll have plenty of prep or practice opportunities to familiarize yourself with the new interface. So that's the good news. The bad news is kind of everything else about this UI. The basic functions remain the same. You can strike things out. You can highlight things, navigate back and forth through the questions. You can flag a question. They used to call it marking. Now they're calling it flagging a question. You can review all of the questions you left blank when you get to the review screen at the end. You can review all of the questions that you flagged when you get to the end, and so on and so forth. The actual like physical functions themselves haven't changed. When they mentioned the idea of adding keyboard shortcuts, one of the things that everybody had started speculating about is, oh, are they going to add Control F? Are they going to let us do, find on the page? Because, boy, that would make the cars, those reading passages, a whole lot easier if you could just Control F and look up stuff from the questions. So the answer is no, they didn't do that, right? There was nothing kind of physically about the mechanics has changed at all. Really, the bad news is the actual implementation is a little more, let's just say, awkward now. It's this weird mishmash of having a drop-down menu where you select highlight or remove highlighting, where you select strike out. You can now strike out and or highlight anything anywhere, which at first sounds good but really kind of is more than you need, right? We want to strike out answer choices very easily when we think that they're wrong, but there's not a particular need to highlight in the answer choices. So, I mean, that kind of can get in the way if you make a mistake. Same thing with the question stem. There's not really a whole lot of need to highlight or strike out in the question, at least not any compelling reason I can think of. And so again, that's one of those things where like it's not kind of terribly helpful. The keyboard shortcuts where you kind of hit Control H to add highlighting is a nice addition. I already heard a complaint from one of our Next Step students who she happens to have very petite hands, and so reaching across the keyboard to hit both Control and H at the same time while using the mouse with her other hand. You know, we've already had students expressing some dissatisfaction with the interface. But again, it's not a really monumental change. But it is a change. And so you can adapt very quickly. I just did a little bit of practice the day they announced it. And within a half an hour, I was kind of comfortably navigating around using all the new functions. So I would just encourage students to familiarize themselves with it. If they're taking the January 2018 MCAT, use official AMC resources to do so. If you're prepping for any other MCAT in the future, use either Next Step or official AMC resources to get the hang of it.
Everybody hates change. It's like when the iPhone got rid of the home button, everybody started freaking out. Like, how am I going to operate my phone and get out of apps? And then you're like, oh, this new interface is actually pretty cool. And then you get used to it. It took me about 30 minutes, like you said, to get used to the new motion. So what do you know what the reasons were behind changing things?
So one of the things that happened, and this is a little kind of inside baseball, it's a little more technical than students really need to care about, but the actual company that physically administers the MCAT switched over from being Prometric to being Pearson. And this UI update was announced at basically exactly the same time. And I've been to Pearson centers. I've actually taken other Pearson tests. You know, I took the PCAT at a Pearson center and so on. And I was surprised. A lot of the icons, a lot of the color scheme all looked an awful lot like how Pearson administers things like the GRE and PCAT and so on. So I suspect this was just the Pearson tech guys working with the AMC to kind of fold the MCAT into Pearson's tech infrastructure. But let me be clear. I'm just I am wildly speculating there. Yeah, I don't know that that's true, but I'm making an educated guess.
All right. I hope that was helpful for you. New user interface. Change always brings about lots of confusion and angst and some anxiety for students. Hopefully, we can relieve some of that and get you rolling. The Next Step platform has rolled out the new UI to go with the new UI from the AAMC and Pearson. So if you are taking practice tests, full-length practice exams, go to Next Step Test Prep. Go buy 4, 6, or 10 full-length practice exams. Use the promo code MCATPOD, that's all capital letters, MCATPOD, to save 10% off on the full-length exams from Next Step. Time and time again, the feedback that I get from students is that the Next Step full-length exams are the most accurate, second only to the AAMC, right? AAMC is the gold standard. They are the one that make the test, and so their practice full-lengths are going to be the gold standard, but Next Step is a close second, according to students. That's not just my opinion. I haven't taken the MCAT in a long time. These are from students who I trust who give me unsolicited feedback and some solicited feedback to say, hey, how are those tests? What do you think? So go check them out, nextsteptestprep.com. Use the promo code MCATPOD, all capital letters, MCATPOD, to save 10% off. Hope you join us next week when we talk about some biology foundational questions. Have a great week. We'll see you next time here on the MCAT Podcast.